We're now joined by head coach Drew Smith of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They had themselves a good week, and they're actually able to play other than, I think it was the homecoming game scheduled for Saturday against Linn County. They're able to play both of the games that were scheduled last week, the South Harrison final against Princeton Monday, and then a contest on, was it Thursday or was it Friday? It was Friday, it looks like, at Grundy Air 5. Was it Thursday?
It was Thursday. Okay. It was just the Thursday.
I'm looking at Mitch. It said the 18th. I looked at my calendar, but yeah, you're right now. Thursday was the date on that, 56-37. You know, Coach, we were talking about the weather and how much it's changed things, and immediately when I said Friday, I thought to myself, you know, Friday was pretty nasty.
It was. So thankfully, our ADs got together and moved that game up, so we were getting an extra one in.
I remember that now. Boy, the guys who are going to be making their money over the next 3 weeks are the athletic directors having to make up all these games.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I'm not them.
So you had to play Princeton for the second time this season, low scoring, which is not a surprise because the teams know each other so well. You had, I believe if I remember right, the storyline from Monday that you got a pretty good lead and then you had to hold off a rally from Princeton late, right?
Yeah, we played a good game defensively against Princeton. Like you said, we know them pretty well, who can score and who's their role players and stuff like that. But we got off to about a 12-point lead, and then we had about a 10-point lead with about 4 minutes left in the ball game, and then we kind of got a little nervous, and that was a good game for us to grow and kind of gain experience. And I know the girls wanted to beat Princeton pretty bad, and so they got kind of nervous and kind of jittery with the basketball. We kind of threw it away towards the end and wasn't playing very clean basketball, but we found a way to win.
As far as we could go, and it's one of the strengths of your team that we talked about throughout the season, that you have probably 5, 6, 7 girls that can score on double digits any given game. But the name that I saw coming up the most at the South Harrison tournament, Coach, was Aubrey Wilson. It looked like she shot the ball really well for you.
Oh, she was hot all tournament. She shot the three extremely well all tournament and did a lot of small things well in offensive of getting girls open on different looks. And she's really kind of the motor for our offense right now, so she had an excellent tournament.
So you had two things at play on Monday. You're obviously playing Princeton, which makes it automatically a big game, but you're also playing for a conference champion, a tournament championship over at South Harrison. Did kind of both of them really make it feel like an extra big game?
Well, for the girls, I believe so, because they last year, I know we finished, I think we got the consolation game in the South Harrison tournament. That was kind of a disappointment for us. So this year we talked about just kind of taking each game step by step and just kind of learning from each game. And this game, I think the girls kind of added a little bit more pressure on themselves because it was the championship game. That was a goal of ours. But then also we wanted our rematch with Princeton because we felt like we didn't play very well the first time we played them. I think that was a good game for us just from the added pressure-wise. But, yeah, there was just a little bit of added pressure from the girls.
From the Mercer perspective, the thing that I would take most out of that game is not all the time are you going to be able to hit a bunch of shots consistently. Sometimes the ball's not going to go in the hole, but you know, defense will travel, and defense will win you a lot of games, especially when you get into late February in districts. Is that the biggest positive that you took out of that game, the way you're able to hold them down?
Absolutely. I mean, they're a much more athletic team than us, and they're quicker than us, and they do a lot of things well on offense that gives the defenses some challenges. And just with their diversity of scorers and who can shoot the three and stuff like that. So that's something that we kind of hang our hat on as our defense, and we take pride in our defense, and that's something that the girls have really kind of bought into. And because, like you said, we're not going to be able to score the ball as well as we want, and so defense is what's going to win us ball games consistently. And so absolutely, that's something we take pride in.
So last year we talked about the fact that you took a job here with a school district that was coming off of a girls' state championship, graduated a lot of pieces. It was going to be kind of a rebuilding year last year. And here they are a year later, and it looks like you're primed to make a run at a district title here in about 6 weeks, and the girls have really improved. How much is the expectation of success and just the fact that you have so many girls that have been through the program and know how to win, and they know how to work to win and be successful? How much is just that overall tradition, I guess, for lack of a better word at Mercer, how much is that key to the improvement that the girls have shown this year?
Well, I think that tradition really plays in a big mindset with the girls, just because, like you said, Mercer is known for having a good basketball team and a competitive basketball team. And last year, I know we were competitive in a lot of ball games, but we didn't always come out on the winning side. And so that was kind of a struggle for the girls' confidence, and then also just kind of that felt like kind of letting each other down. So this year they've done a much better job of coming together as a team and playing really good basketball here lately. And absolutely, I mean, that's something Mercer's known for, is going into the districts having the expectation of coming away as the winner. And that's something that we're focusing on, is getting better and better, so that how we get to districts, we have a chance to give ourselves a chance to come away victorious on that district championship game. But we got to make it there first.
So on Thursday you go to Galt, you play Grundy County, you win that one. It looks like it was a pretty not an easy victory. That's the wrong term to use, because I know Grundy's pretty good, but winning by 19 is a significant victory, as far as, you know, maybe not all that close in the last 3-4 minutes. Did the girls play as well as that score indicates to me, Coach?
No, we struggled pretty mightily most of the game. We didn't play very well offensively all game. We haven't really seen a team that played a 1-3-1 against us all year, and our shots were not falling. That was a night that our shots just would not fall for most of the game, and we finally got it going in the fourth quarters when we pulled away. We were actually down by one in the third quarter, but then we kind of got it together offensively, found the open gaps in the defense, and attacked the rim well, and then found some different kick-out threes and stuff like that. So Grundy played a very good defensive game against us. They're tough, they're scrappy, and they do push the ball well, and they're finding their identity with Jandy Peterson out and stuff like that. So they are a good team, and they're athletic and stuff like that. We just woke up in the fourth quarter with hitting our shots and turning those easy defensive transition points into points and making our baskets.
I was impressed by Grundy at Holiday Hoops, and I know they're a little bit more shorthanded now with not the same firepower that they did back in December, but I know they have Axtell, and if you don't find her, she's capable of hitting about 5-6 threes in any given game.
Oh, absolutely. We knew that going in. We did a decent job of kind of containing her a little bit. She's always going to get her points. I think she had 9 that game, but the one that hurt us was, I think her name is Brianna, number 5. Mm-hmm. She's a real quick little guard, and we kind of struggled with her. That's something we struggle with, is guarding is the quicker little guards, just because we're kind of taller and a little bit slower than them. So that was kind of a surprise to me, that she was a little bit more of a scorer than I was anticipating. So once we kind of figured her out, by the time second half came around, we had a better adjustment defensively. But Morgan Axtell, she's a good player, and she was one that we kind of focused on, and then we had to adjust from there.
So you have a number one seed at the Meadville tournament. It looks like it's going to be kind of a wide-open tournament. You have Buckland-Macon County Tuesday night at 7. As we said, the weather forecast looks a little bit on the iffy side for Tuesday, especially for Mercer making a pretty significant trip south. Meadville and Hale on your side of the bracket. Yeah, Tyne Avalon is a good team. And number 2, Grundy, a potential rematch there perhaps. They're a 3 seed. It looks like a good tournament to be in, just because, to me, it looks a lot like what your district tournament might look like in a month.
Oh, I think you're right. This is a tournament that I really feel like there's about four or five teams that can come away victorious on any given night, just kind of who's getting hot and who's playing well at the right time. So this is a good tournament for us girls to kind of just focus in and just play our basketball and just focus on getting better and just kind of handling that pressure of being a number one seed.
Weather permitting, we'll say Mercer Lady Cardinals set to play Buckland-Macon County in the 1-8 game. That is Tuesday night at 7. Coach Smith, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck at the Meadville tournament this week.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.